There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, it is Redmen Bite Size, a bite size look slash listen to all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club today, Wednesday the 7th of February. We got some transfer news, well, rumours, let's be perfectly honest about it. The latest on Liverpool's manager hunt, yes, that promises to be interesting, and a positive update on the injury to Dominic Szoboszlai as well. Let's start transfer rumours then, shall we? This via Vertbulkrant. Yes, I've nailed that, as we can all agree. The article written by Manuel Gonzalez centres around a player currently playing his trade in the Dutch League. The headline is, only the transfer fee remains to be determined. PSV director announces departure of Johan Bakayoko. Yes, PSV once again managed to keep Johan Bakayoko in Eindhoven, he writes. The summer mercato seems to be a different story. This is, of course, wonderfully googly translated. Ernie Stewart realises this better than anyone. PSG, Man City, Liverpool, Bayern Munich, the list of top European clubs with specific interest in Johan Bakayoko is endless. In the meantime, PSV, although it must be said, the Red Devil also wants to complete the season in Eindhoven, has managed to keep him for the second transfer period in a row. Ernie Stewart, sporting director of PSV, said, although I don't think Bakayoko will play for PSV next season, it remains incredible what Johan does for someone his age. He has played 30 great matches in recent months as PSV and with the Red Devils. Just to clarify, he means the Belgian national side and not that he's been moonlighting for Manchester United. Just thought I'd clear that up. The article goes on to say, in the meantime, the PSV treasurer starts counting the money. The market value of the 9-time Red Devil is estimated at €40 million, but is already certain that the final transfer amount will be a lot higher. Maybe first have a blast at the European Championships, he says, questioningly. What a weird way to end an article. Yes, there you go. So it looks like Johan Bakayoko has been, I want to say tentatively, but maybe slightly stronger than tentatively linked over the last 12 months with a move to Liverpool. Yeah, it looks like he will be leaving PSV this summer. But what will his destination be? And will it ultimately be Merseyside? It's hard to know, but certainly feels like a very Liverpool-ish kind of move. Young lad, lots of potential. Very exciting footballer. And it feels around that kind of price. I remember joking probably earlier on in the summer was if Mohamed Salah was to leave, a lot of people have this expectation that, you know, if they got 100 million for him from Saudi, that Liverpool would go out and spend 100 million on his replacement. Whereas in reality, what Liverpool would be more likely to do was go and find someone in that sort of age and price bracket instead. But yeah, more on that when we have it. But that's where that's at so far.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Let's move things forward then to the daily that has become Xabi Alonso chat. This via footmercato.net and translated from French, in case you're wondering, written by Santi Auna. It's titled Liverpool Take Action for Xabi Alonso, with a nice exclamation point at the end as well. Liverpool reflect on the post-Jurgen Klopp era, and he has already chosen his priority. It is Xabi Alonso. I think that's lost in translation, but we presume that means they, not he, unless they're, you know, there's one man who is Liverpool. So I went to see him. He told me with no elegance. The same elegance he had when he played football, a 40-metre crossbar in his feet. He was telling me, no, I should have been upset, but I almost wanted to thank him, laughs. You see that his brain goes at another speed. Pablo Longoria confided it in the columns of SoFoot. That apparently was Pablo Longoria speaking there, whether he's related to mid-2000s superstar Eva Longoria, I do not know. But let's just say yes. Yes, anyway, Pablo Longoria confided in the columns of SoFoot. He tried to convince Xabi Alonso to join OM following the departure of Jorge Sampaoli. Xabi Alonso declined, and for good reason, as the president of Olympique Marseille recounts. He knew exactly the three or four clubs he wanted to coach and was ready to wait for them. Bayer Leverkusen, in any case, had the hollow nose to trust the Spanish coach in 2022. Whose experience was limited to the bench of the reserve team of Real Sociedad. This season, Bayer is leading the Bundesliga and holding its own against the Munich Ogre. Obviously, eyes were turned to Xabi Alonso, and the 42-year-old Spaniard finds himself cited in numerous papers across Europe. According to our information, Liverpool contacted their former player following Jurgen Klopp's decision to leave the club at the end of the season. A bolt from the blue that the leaders learned in November before the revelation to the general public a few days ago. They were therefore able to move forward on avenues, and clearly Xabi Alonso is one of them. He is even at the top of the list. For now, Xabi Alonso assures that he is happy at Leverkusen, who he hopes to lead to the Bundesliga title. But when we think about the clubs he's ready to coach, how can we exclude Liverpool from the list? He, who was a fundamental player there and adored by the fans. Real Madrid recently extended Carlo Ancelotti, and Thomas Tuchel, if he is not untouchable at Bayern Munich, does not seem in danger in the short term. So much for the clubs which could seduce Xabi, the coach. After having had his favours as a player, Liverpool has, in any case, taken the matter in hand. Yes, well, if you can read between the lines of that absolute gobbledygook from Google, including a wonderful expression there, which I'm going to add to my daily usage, if possible, of Leverkusen having a hollow nose to trust the Spanish coach. Go ahead. But yeah, I mean, nothing huge in this, of course, although, you know, it does stand to reason that Liverpool would have put feelers out for Xabi Alonso when they found out that Jurgen Klopp was obviously going to be moving on from the football club, but right now, nothing more than that. Okie dokie. Dominic Szoboszlai's injury has been dominating social media over the last few days. Bent Boszak, celebrated Hungarian and a wonderful journalist as well, and friend of Redmen TV, has written this on Rousing the Cop. Said yesterday there was an abundance of speculation about Dominik Szoboszlai's injury, the Hungarian was unable to play against Arsenal last weekend due to a recurrence of the same hamstring injury which ruled him out for several weeks in January. RTK, rousing the cop, understands that on Monday, with permission of the club, Szoboszlai returned to Hungary to see a specialist from Leipzig in Franz Leberbauer at the Hungarian national team's headquarters in Telki. There you go. Leberbauer is a renowned expert in the field and has already worked with Szoboszlai in the past, including during his last lengthy injury layoff in 2021. He's also worked with the likes of Erling Haaland in the past. However, we understand Leberbauer was not able to diagnose Szoboszlai with the exact cause of his pain, although according to our understanding, estimates of the Hungarian being injured for 3 to 4 weeks are far too premature at this stage. It's more likely that he will be returning sooner than what has been reported yesterday. Szoboszlai is now expected to return to Liverpool from his homeland. He will be assessed further at the club's facilities. At this stage, it's too soon to set a date on his return. The club will be careful not to risk him too early. So just to follow this one through, obviously we've seen several reports here in the last few days about just how severe the injury could be to Szoboszlai, but obviously there's talk that he would absolutely be at least 3 to 4 weeks, meaning 7 to 8 matches he could miss. But Ben Sposhak there seemingly stirring up some positive vibes that it might not be quite as serious as all that, but I'm not sure how true that can also be when mentioning that they haven't had a proper diagnosis yet. But obviously we'll have to see on that one. Let's hope it is just pure positivity, and he is back, obviously, sooner rather than later. Right, on to more managerial chat, and this via CourtOffside.com. Liverpool identify manager alternative in case they fail to appoint Xabi Alonso. Liverpool have reportedly decided on the top two candidates to succeed outgoing manager Jurgen Klopp in the summer. Klopp announced in January that he'd be leaving the Premier League club, but we know all this. Unsurprisingly, Xabi Alonso, head coach of Bayer Leverkusen, has emerged as a front runner to succeed Klopp before the start of the next campaign. The legendary midfielder from Liverpool has been doing amazing things for Bayer Leverkusen, who lead Bayern Munich by 2 points in the Bundesliga. Given that Alonso has been linked to both Real Madrid and Bayern Munich in recent weeks, the Reds may have competition in the hunt to sign him. Ruben Amorim of Sporting Lisbon has surfaced as a possible alternative to Alonso. According to journalist Gianluigi Longari, Alonso and Amorim are the front runners to join Liverpool in the summer. Quote from him on X: Liverpool evaluations underway for the bench. Many candidates in the running. The first on the LFC list is Xabi Alonso. Among the alternatives considered by the Reds, the name of Ruben Amorim, currently managing Sporting, stands out. As per Record, which is a Portuguese paper, Amorim has established a time frame for considering any suggestions from other teams. Following the season, interested parties will have a meeting with the manager and his agency to discuss the next step in his coaching career. Liverpool not the only club to link with a move for Amorim. The 39-year-old has been previously linked with the Chelsea and Man United jobs. Former player and current manager linked with the Reds. Then is Ruben Amorim. I did a little bit of digging into him and his past, and obviously he has managed to win a Primeira Liga title with Sporting, ending a long wait for the title in the process as well, and they are currently second in the league, 2 points behind with a game in hand, so obviously very likely that they will return to the top of the league when they next play that game. Ultimately Sporting going really well so far. Won a few cups with them as well, the Portuguese League Cup a couple of times. Good. Definitely one that's on the up, but interested to know what your thoughts are. Do you feel like Amorim would fulfil the criteria of a Liverpool boss if Xabi Alonso wasn't able to be enticed? Definitely an interesting one. Another one in that list of good managers, but ones that don't necessarily set the pulse racing, but there does seem to be quite a lot of them in the mix at the moment. Listen, if you want to get more and closer to all of the things happening around Liverpool, then I would highly recommend going and checking out redmenplus.com. Dan's expert insights have been genuinely exceptional at the moment. He's got one with Liverpool's former sports scientist, Peter Bruckner, who's worked under Jurgen Klopp at the club, which dives into his time there and obviously a lot of the reasoning behind Jurgen Klopp leaving the football club as well. Really, really interesting stuff. Go to redmenplus.com and sign up and fill your boots, because obviously we're on the run to Wembley now. There's a little matter of a League Cup final to attend to, and we've got you covered from all angles, you know, podcasts, documentaries, features, interviews, the lot. Redmenplus.com. Nice one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.